Good afternoon. We'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session from May City Council for Monday, June 27th, 2011. I'd like to welcome everyone back. It's the first time in like a fortnight, a double fortnight, whatever that is, that we've all been here, so good. First item is to review tonight's regular council meeting agenda and special council meeting agenda also. Okay, is everyone ready? All right. Page 1, items 3A and 4A. Items 4B through 4F. Items 4G through 4J. 4K through 5E. Through 6D, 7 through 10G, and once again, we'll take items 10A through 10N as a single item, 10H through 10N. And then we'll recess, go into a special council meeting to handle approving of the budget. And let me see. We have the special council meeting, items 1A, 1B, and Ms. Spinner, you have the special language for the vice mayor on that?
For adoption of the budget, I do not.
No, there's no. I think it's
there's none for this one.
That was just setting the amount of the budget. We have to do it again.
Yeah.
That's a script.
Yes. Well, there's.
This is a motion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, I'm glad I asked.
Gracias.
Okay. All right. And then items. We'll come back into the meeting for item 11A.
Mayor, if I may.
Mr. Wesley, you were going to report on where we were on that.
We had a meeting with the applicant last Thursday, reviewed some alternate design ideas, and those were sent out to the council last Thursday afternoon, so hopefully you had a chance to see those. Staff's in agreement with those, and I believe the council members that were concerned about it are also in agreement with this latest design. So with the this evening, assuming there's a motion to approve, if it could reference this particular drawing, which is dated 6/27/11. And that will help us in our record to just know we're
and so that'll be made part of the record then.
Yes.
Okay. Councilmember Glover? Okay. Hitchens?
Was there any objection in putting that into consent agenda as such, or do we want to leave it off?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay, we'll keep that off the consent agenda.
Keep it off or
off.
Put it on?
Councilman Kavanaugh wants it left off.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right, so whoever makes the motion on that, please make sure you reference that June 27th. Today's date. Okay. So that's part of the record, so it's part of the requirement. That will be good enough? Okay. All right. Yeah, Councilman Higgins.
And that is not the drawings that are attached to the staff report that says revised drawings?
Correct. There was a new drawing that was sent out last Thursday afternoon that you
and it's not
received.
In the...
It's not in the packet. These are the revisions to the revised. So
revisions to the revised. Cool.
Okay. All right. Next item on the agenda is your presentation, discuss, and provide direction on the environmental compliance fee. Mr. Boucher.
My name is Scott Boucher. I'm Deputy Director of Environmental and Sustainability. I'm here again today to talk about the environmental compliance fee. We had presented at last Thursday's study session on the compliance fee, and I have a slide here in front of me that shows the current cost of the mandates associated with the environmental compliance fee at $10.4 million, and the current funding that generates $5.8 million annually, and there's an unfunded need for the environmental compliance fee of $4.6 million. Currently, $3.2 million comes from the local streets fund, and the remaining funds of $1.4 million currently are unfunded.
Okay, I think we were looking for some direction for those of you who weren't here as to how to plug that gap, so to speak. Councilman Richens.
Yeah, when we're kind of reviewing this for those of you that didn't make it, works out to being about $2.38 on each bill. It's not a magic pot of money. I think it's very clear if we articulate even as such on the bill, and I would hope that we would do something like that to state that these unfunded mandates that come down from the federal and state governments, you know, if we don't like the fees, we need to call our legislators and our congressmen and say, hey, we shouldn't pass down these kind of situations to the cities. But I'm in support of covering the whole gap with the utility fee, and as long as we clearly articulate that to the public so they understand. I mean, this is a really good way to transparently tell the public where some of these fees come from. So I'm hoping that's the direction we can go so we can cover this. We just don't have another magic pot of money to cover it. So that's my.
Councilman Kavanaugh.
Thank you. And as I said on Thursday, I concur with Councilman Richens' recommendations. I think these are important areas that we need to find, and this is a reasonable way to do it. And I think as long as we clearly identify in the billing that we are responding to federal and state requirements, we're being upfront with residents in terms of what we're doing and why we're doing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? In light of this, and I don't know how we do this, but I'd just like to go on the record as saying that by the unlikely chance that the state were to reverse itself and not require us to fund ADEQ, and not send us that bill, I would be more than happy to roll back this fee and to make it contingent upon the state's action, since that's what we're saying that we're going to do. So if next year in the state budget they're not asking states to fund this, then we don't charge it. I mean, because this is not going into a separate pot of money. It's purely to cover those mandates that are unfunded. And if they're funded, then we're great. Vice Mayor.
I'm just wondering, is there language that we can insert that could codify that statement? Whereas if the state were to fund these currently unfunded mandates and then the burden no longer is on cities, that we would automatically be able to roll that back without having to...
I think I know the answer, Ms. Spinner. Why don't you...
Yeah, well, obviously the council's expressed that intent now, but it would have to come back to the council to change either the ordinance or the resolution.
Resolution.
It would have to come back to change the resolution.
What assurances would we have that would happen?
You can direct staff that it should come back next year to at least discuss, has the state provided funding for this or not?
Mayor and Council, maybe what we could do is each year as part of the budget process, we would just review with you again like we
did
in this mandate. Here's the mandates that are creating this unfunded mandate, and go through those again and articulate again those costs. If we could do that each year as part of the budget process, that would be a way to reconcile out the amount.
I think
we've
had that discussion every year, so I'm fairly comfortable we will have it.
That's consistent.
Let's be specific. That's part of the discussion, sort of like a report like
sure.
we did this year. And that way, once again, if there's some funding that comes through, then we can...
Yes.
The burden will be up on us to then adjust downward that fee like we said we would. Whatever the source, if we're coming in where those things are now funded, we can...
We can do that.
Adjust accordingly or react accordingly. Okay. All right. I think I saw the majority of council nodding heads as far as that is the direction, or is there any other discussion?
So, Mayor and Council.
No nods.
No nodding off or nodding. We would propose that we bring that to the council then for your July 7th council meeting.
Very good.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 2B, hear presentation, discuss, provide direction on a convenience store ordinance. Have we talked about this issue before?
I don't think so.
Vaguely.
Oh, okay. I must have missed those six meetings.
Six? 16.
Mr. Pombier.
Mayor.
Vice Mayor. I'm sorry. Let me turn over to the Vice Mayor.
Vice Mayor.
We left it with you, so you pick it up.
Yeah, I want to thank you for that. Of course, that was all my own fault. Obviously, we've been struggling with this issue for quite some time. I want to thank staff for their continued support with both the police department and legal for their continued support on working with us. I know that long nights and a lot of pain with it. Mr. Pombier will discuss the particulars, but overall, part of the problem was that there was a disconnect. We're trying to apply this equally, evenly, and fairly to everyone. On the other hand, we don't want to create a burden for those businesses who are operating well and are not creating a problem. We also don't, what makes this even more difficult is we don't want to put down some kind of a call ticker, if you will, where if you call the police each and every time, over time, people know that they're being measured frequently and might be forced to implement this, because the problem then is people stop calling the police department, and that is not what we want. So what we try to do is come up with an equitable solution that the industry could live with, when the council could live with, knowing that this will address the current problem, and we will continue to review this for its effectiveness over time. And I hope that what we present today meets with your approval. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Thank you for the setup. Mr. Pombier.
Mayor, Council, after the last council meeting where we were asked to go back and look at the struggles we were having with the variance, we worked very diligently with the stakeholders, the convenience stores and their representatives, the chamber, the police department, and even, admittedly, some of the attorneys. In those discussions, what we found was not only could we work on the variance, but we came up with some ways we hope to build consensus behind what we hope you find is a viable option for this ordinance. The first and perhaps biggest change come in 62210B. What stores does this apply to? And under this newest option, all stores with 30 calls of service per year on a four-year average, taking a snapshot of that, have to abide by all the standards that we were suggesting last time. Those same stores are subject to the chief's review if they continue to have specific problems so that he can go in and remedy certain issues and certain problems.
Yeah, Councilman Richens.
Is that snapshot going forward or going back?
The snapshot's going back. We're going to take a look at the last 4 years of data, and if you've averaged 30 calls of service or more per year over the last 4 years, you are subject to all of the measures that we've discussed previously.
Great, thank you.
And that 30 calls was, that line was based on?
You know, we saw a distinct drop off, a distinct rise actually after 30 calls. So we were looking at the worst of the worst offenders, and it seemed that we caught the majority of those individuals if we went 30 and above.
So you feel comfortable the 30 does address those stores that are creating the greatest burden and the greatest risk?
Yes, I think those stores create by far the vast majority of the calls for service.
Okay.
I think it comes out, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I think it comes out to, it's about 32% of the stores, and it's close to 60% of the calls for service. So we believe we're really hitting the worst of the worst in terms of the calls for service. All stores that are 29 or less calls per year for the last 4 years have to register, and they also have to provide an inventory of the security measures they're currently taking. So we'll have a snapshot in time of what their calls for service are and what they're doing that's working for them. The last part about this that I want to talk to you about is the snapshot itself. This is a picture in time, and we're not going to keep doing it every year. What we're going to do is keep reviewing the matter, but we're not going to take another snapshot unless council directs us to take another snapshot. The second, and perhaps the variance issue, as I like to call it, which started us down this path of looking at it again, is the second big changes. We no longer have a variance. What we have is the option for an alternative security plan. Now, you might say, John, you've just changed the name. You're providing us with just a different name for the same car, same vehicle. I challenge you a little bit on that, only to let you know that really what we're trying to do is embody the goal, which is allow convenience stores to meet the intent of this ordinance. If we go back to the intent of this ordinance, it was to protect public safety. So, for example, if a convenience store can't meet one of the options, it's not viable for them, but they can provide us with other measures that protect the security of the citizens wearing that store, that's something the chief will consider, that's something his people will consider, and they will make that change if it promotes public safety. So we're trying to get at the heart of the ordinance. That's all in 622.12, and it outlines for you exactly the things that the police department will consider. A lot of the things that Assistant Chief Meza outlined for you the last time he was sitting up here. The proposed security measures, the number of calls for police service, the types of those calls, the cost of compliance, and the overall safety and security surrounding that store. So while we've changed the name, we've also changed the focus to focus more on what your intent was, which was to provide public safety in these areas so that our citizens can feel safe when they walk into these stores. And if someone is not comfortable with that process, they still have the appeal rights to the chief of police and then to the city manager or his designee. Those are the major changes that we brought forward on this, and we've worked very closely with everybody involved, and I think that's the best snapshot I can give you at this time.
Thank you. Councilman Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I also want to commend our staff, legal staff and police department for the work that they've done, as well as Vice Mayor Summers. I know we've had a lot of discussions over the last several weeks and a lot of input from members of the council. And my concerns have been addressed by the work that Ms. Spinner and Mr. Pombier have done, and particularly what Vice Mayor Summers has done. So I think this is a viable proposal that meets the goals of our committee when we set out to work on this. And so I do support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember. Any other questions? Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, thank you. I've been thinking about the new plan, and there's just one thing that I think I don't think it'd be objectionable, so I'll just share it. And that would be for the stores from 0 to 29, to ask them to sit down with someone from the police department to do a septet evaluation. Walk through your store and then give them the evaluation, hang on to it, just put it in a file. If things change for them and the police department comes back and says, you know what, you're having an issue, maybe if you look at your septet evaluation, if you did number 3, it might help, those kind of things. But not that anything would be required, just so that they know if there are any holes in their store, in their security plan. And that would just be an optional information, but if the police department wanted to go and sit down with them, they could.
Mayor, Councilmember Higgins, I don't want to speak entirely for the police department, but I'm quite confident they already offer that service, and they would be more than willing to sit down with any convenience store that wants to go through it, map it out, and so if they have specific problems, they'll more than willingly sit down. I don't know that we need to put that in ordinance that requires that. We just need to let the stores know that that option is available to them today. They don't need an ordinance for that. They'll go out and meet with them today if they like.
Right, Chief? Okay.
There's a little worried look on your face.
Well,
when you turn around and said, right, Chief?
I didn't look back till I was done, Mayor.
I could sense this short little prayer. Please say yes, Chief. Please say yes.
I figured
Chief, you had him there. You could have left him hanging there for a second. Well, let me get back to you on that, Mr. Pombier. Okay. Councilmember Finter.
So understanding then, everybody seems to be okay with this rewrite and this revision, and the stakeholders especially, they feel that this is going to take care of things, or they're willing to buy in on it, I presume.
Say, Trish, I see a...
Just nod your head.
I see
nod
a
in your head.
Nod head. For the record, there is a nod head. A head nod. Nod head. Nod head. Head. A head nodding, yes. Tim and Trish, okay.
Is that a thumbs up or some other finger? Okay, thumbs up.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you. Oh, Ms. Spinner.
Mayor, I just wanted to say we will bring this back for introduction on the 7th, and then if it's introduced, it will be up for adoption on the 14th. I just want you to know I will be making a couple formatting changes, so you may see it looks a little different, but the substance and actually the words will all be the same. I'm just changing a couple numbers that were incorrect and some formatting issues when it'll be introduced on the 7th.
Okay. And thank you so very much for working, Vice Mayor. Thank you for pulling everyone together to get something that I think is a good plan now and can work, and look forward to getting this behind us and moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Acknowledge receipt of minutes from various boards and committees. Motion by the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to report that you and I attended a Fit Kids Challenge event at Rhodes Junior High School on Saturday. It was a wonderful event in partnership with Banner Desert Hospital, Cardin Children's Hospital, and other organizations emphasizing ways for kids to stay healthy. And a lot of volunteers put a lot of effort in that event. It was very well attended, and we saw a demonstration of the mayor's basketball prowess that I will swear that he won the free throw shooting contest by a wide margin.
Nothing but net.
Yep.
Thank you. That was fun, and thank you so much. We have a real gem in our community in the health facilities and across the board. We talk about our medical corridor, and actually it extends to other areas in the city, but certainly Cardin Children's Hospital is not only a gem for Mesa, but the East Valley and the entire state. It pulls medical professionals and patients in from around the Southwest, not only in the East Valley, but throughout, even out of state. So I'm glad that Banner is an active participant in our community, and it was a great event, good event. So, Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. Last week I was in Washington, D.C., attending a scientific advisory council for the American Red Cross. That's not a city event. I was asked to serve on that committee by the Red Cross and was honored to do so. So I do appreciate you excusing me for my meetings. The work that they're doing there is absolutely phenomenal. I'm doing a lot of work right now on preparedness, so we're doing some work to help small business in particular prepare. But we're also looking at CPR, AEDs, first aid, oxygen administration, and helping to create standards nationally that will save lives. So how I got chosen for that, I'm not entirely sure, because everybody there had an MD or a PhD or both. Okay, I have one of those, but it was a very serious and very knowledgeable group, so it's an honor to be a part of that.
Thank you. Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, on Saturday, I had the opportunity to attend a ribbon cutting for a shade structure at Sunshine Acres that was graciously and generously donated by Encima Shade Sale, which is a Mesa company here. They put those overhead structures over playgrounds and those funky little sail designs over whatever you'd like them to. And Danny Perkins and the owner and team were just wonderful, and it's a great addition to Sunshine Acres, and as always, it's fun to go out there and hang out with the kids.
Sure. Okay, yeah, and Councilmember Higgins and I had the opportunity to attend the dedicatory mass for the All Saints Catholic Church, which is on Wrecker, north of Brown. Beautiful new building that they dedicated yesterday, and a great experience, a great addition to our city, just a gorgeous building, gorgeous addition. Anything else? Okay, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to remind the council, Thursday, June 30th is our next council study session at 7:30, and this coming up this weekend, Friday, July 1st and Saturday, July 2nd will be our Arizona Celebration of Freedom right here in Mesa, Arizona. It's a two-day event. We invite the public to come down, and probably most important for many, it's a great event, but it's free to the public, free to get in, free parking. We invite everyone to come down. There's going to be a lot of games, music, food, classic cars, lots of entertainment, of course, fireworks. We appreciate a lot of the work that's gone on by the city staff and all our volunteers. We have great sponsors. It's going to be a wonderful event, as it was last year. Last year was the award-winning event for the event of the year, and we expect to be competing again after this year's event. Again, this Friday and Saturday from 6 to 10 p.m. Invite everybody to come down. And I just realized this, I went online. If you're worried about how late it might get when you're coming down here, if you want to stay cool, the Marriott right here in downtown is running a special on their room. So you can rent a room and spend the night in downtown Mesa. So.
Awesome. Great. Councilmember
Higgins. I got to add something. And don't think you should leave your teenagers at home, because my 18-year-old last year had such a great time. He and his girlfriend, and that they wanted, when are we going to the Celebration of Freedom? So they had an awesome time, and these are, you know, old teenagers, so bring everybody. Don't leave them at home, so they'll have a good time.
Yeah, there's something for everybody. Something for everybody. And if you don't want to stay out in the heat, there's going to be ongoing musical performances and concerts inside the Art Center, and a lot of stuff in addition to the cool zones and everything.
Yeah, and Mayor, I mean, as much as hot as it will be during the day with all our misters and fans, it's amazing how well we were able to bring that temperature down,
cool it down
and make it work for people that are walking down Main Street.
And once again, Saturday night at, what, about 9? 9:30?
Nine, is that with the
nine
fireworks?
The program, 9:30, the fireworks.
Okay.
And where are they going to shoot the fireworks starting from? Off the top of City Hall.
Going to blow off City Hall.
They said it could never happen, and it happened. Actually, that's really a cool sight to see, to have fireworks going off City Hall and Art Center. And then a great location near downtown where everyone is going to have a there will not be a bad seat. Right, Mr. Wright? Right?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Thank you. Okay. Anything else? Item number 6, the pre-scheduled public opinion appearance, has been put off due to an illness, so we will not be having that tonight on the agenda. Okay. All right. There's no further business. We have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. And we'll see you upstairs in half an hour.